Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chof Aleph in Maseches Kedushin, is the 1,331st daf in Shas. It's been a long time. I think this is the longest layoff that we've had in our learning together. I think it's been 10 dapim since we've been Zocha to learn together. Daf Yud Aleph, I believe, was the last daf that we had learned together. Purim Baruch Hashem happened. I was Zocha to go to a wedding of a dear Talmud, Moshe Elias, in America. And then I was with the Talmidim the short time that I was there. And then returning to Eretz Yisrael and the responsibilities, Baruch Hashem, to the Talmidim here in Eretz Yisrael did not allow me, even though I tried, Bezer Hashem, to keep up with you. At the same time, I am with Baruch Hashem, Daf Chof Aleph in Kedushin, but we haven't been able to learn together. So in order to introduce today's Daf, let us review a couple of ideas that come out from Daf Chof on the Beis, and then introduce Daf Chof Aleph, and then Bezer Hashem jump into the Daf. On Daf Chof on the Beis, the Gemara on the first wide line asks a very interesting question in regards to the halachos of Eved. Of course, we have been discussing, even though most of today's Daf will not deal with Eved, particularly Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, we've been discussing halachos of Eved Ivri. The Gemara quotes Rav Huna on the second wide line asking to Rav Sheshes, an Eved Ivri that sold to a guy, whether he could be redeemed, lichatsa'in or not. What that means is, what happens if the Eved is worth $100 to the guy in terms of his work, and somebody wants to redeem him, but he only has $50. Could he redeem him and then have the Eved be chayiv to work only half of the time? There is a machlokes rishonim between the Ritva and Tosis HaRosh on the one hand and the Rambam on the other. Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Zayin is of the opinion that this does not apply to an Eved Ivri that is sold to Yisrael, while the Ritva and Tosis HaRosh say that it does, and explain why our Gemara only spoke about an Eved Ivri, Hanimker la'akum, and not an Eved Ivri, Hanimker li'Yisrael. Once the Gemara started discussing that, about 13, 14 lines from the bottom of Chof Amud Beis, the Gemara has Rav Huna Bar Chinina asking from Rav Sheshes the same shaila in regards to someone who sells his home in Batei Arechoma. Batei Arechoma is described in the Torah in the end of Sefer Vayikra as a house that is in a walled city. The halacha is that if someone sells it, he has a year to redeem. In contrast to a stay achuza, he has a longer period of time to redeem. He only could redeem a bayis barechoma within a year. If he gives half of the value, so let's say instead of $100, $100,000, the house is worth $100,000, and he could only come up with $50 to redeem it, can he redeem half of it or not? The Gemara is in the middle of going back and forth with that shaila. In other words, once we had the shaila in regards to Eved, we now went to being Goel, a bayis, bebotei arechoma, lichatzoin. We are going to pick up 8 lines from the top, on Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara is going to come up with a tzad hashave to solve that problem. Our daf will continue with other halachos in regards to bayis bebatei arechoma. So much of our discussion will be based on the end of Sefer Vayikra, the halachos of selling a bayis arechoma, redeeming a bayis bebatei arechoma, and have your chumash ready, because we'll be looking up Bezer Hashem many psukim in that regard. On to Chof Aleph Amud Beis, then we will get back a little bit into the daf. We will get into the way in which an Eved becomes free. He goes out during Yovel, as well as B'Misas Ha'odon, and we will discuss those halachos, as well as we'll get into the halachos of an Eved Nirtza, that if an Eved wants to say, as described in Parshas Mishpatim, he says, "Ahavti es Adoni es ishti ves bonoi." The Gemara will actually quote that pasuk that he wants to say. Then he becomes an Eved Nirtza. So that will Bezer Hashem be today's daf. Let's jump in. 8 lines from the top. Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Again, the Gemara's shaila is: can a bayis bebatei arechoma be nigal lechatzayim? Can he redeem it halfway? Amalei Rav Acha Saba leRavashi. Rav Acha Saba said to Ravashi, Mishum de ikol meimar mehader dina tesi b'matzad. The din could be inferred by having something that's hader dina, which is hatzara shava. Hatzara shava means that if you're going to learn from one source, you'll get stuck. If you learn from another source, you'll also get stuck. In other words, the sources won't be entirely similar. However, if you put the two sources together, so then it could very well be that we're going to have a absolute source to solve the question of whether bayis barechoma could be nigal b'chatzon. And here goes the matzat. Mocher steachuza yochiach. When it comes to selling a steachuza, the halacha by steachuza is going to inform us in regards to bayis amechoma. Sheyafa kocho, it's really strong when it comes to selling a steachuza. Ligoel la'ola. Because the halacha is that it could be redeemed forever. In other words, unlike a bayis barechoma, the seller could always redeem a steachuza. Nevertheless, ve'ein love v'goel, v'goel l'chatzon. The Gemara in Amud Beis, on Chaf Amud Beis, had told us that the halacha is that when it comes to the steachuza, you can't, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, that you can't be goel l'chatzon a steachuza. Ma lemocher steachuza. So now let's compare it to steachuza. Shekein hura kocho ligal miyad. You could only redeem it immediately. In other words, the strength of the redeemer is weak. He could only redeem it in the first year. So actually, that is not what the Gemara means in this line. Shekein hura kocho ligal miyad. I caught myself. Shekein hura kocho ligal miyad means that the steachuza can't be redeemed immediately. You need to wait another halacha. You need to wait 2 years before redeeming a steachuza. So, on the one hand, a steachuza is stronger, and we would say that if when it comes to a steachuza, the halacha is it can't be gol lechatzoin. So then the same should apply to bate arechoma. However, the Gemara says, mala mocha steachuza shekein hura kocho, its koch is weak, legal miyad. Unlike a bate arechom that you could redeem immediately, a mocher steachuza, you have to wait 2 years. Says the Gemara, mocher bayis bebate arechoma yechiach. But mocher bayis bebate arechoma will prove to you that it's stronger because it could be redeemed immediately. So, bottom line is that a steachuza has yafa kocho, that's ligala olam. On the other hand, it's not nigal miyad. Mocher bayis bebate arechoma is not nigal la'olam, but it's yafa kocho, that's nigal miyat. So which one is stronger? Neither. V'chazar adin, lo rizek rizek. Neither one is like the other. Hatzad hashava shebem. But there's one thing that they have in common. Shenigalin, that they can be redeemed. Vein goel l'chatzon. And the halacha is that you can't be goel l'chatzon. Afani avi magdish. Ah. So if that's so, we can now bring a raya to our shayla of someone who's magdish. And we can learn from a case where a person consecrates his field. Where, as the Gemara mentioned on Chaf Amabez, the pasuk says, Vimgol yigal, shenigal that you redeem, ve'ein lova ve'goel ve'gon l'chatzayim. So that, from this tzad hashava, we're going to infer also the halacha in regards to someone who's magdish his field. Amalei marzut rabrei d'ramari l'ravina ikal mifrach. You could ask on the tzad hashava. Mad la tzad hashava shemen shekein ahura kocham ligal bishana shnia. When it comes to the steachuza, as well as the batei arechoma, they can be redeemed, but they can't be redeemed, both of them, don't have in common the second year. As Rashi explains in Bishana Shnia, Steachuza could only be redeemed in the third year. Arechoma could only be redeemed in the first year. So, what they do have in common is that both can't be redeemed in the second year, even though they don't have in common the first and third year. Tomar b'magdish yofa kocheli gol b'shana shnia. Magdish is stronger that you could redeem it in the second year. And therefore, maybe, when it comes to Stei Achuzah and Batei Rechoma, even though they can't be Gaul Lechatzon, maybe Magdish can. Amla Ravina, Ravina Sanded, Mishum Nikla Meimer, Eved Ivri, Animko La'akum Yochiyach. Eved Ivri that sold to a guy, that the Gemara concluded in yesterday's Taf, She'ein, She'yofa Kocho Ligol B'shan Hashni, you could redeem in the second year, and the critical part is, Ve'ein Lova V'gol, V'gol Lechatzon, you can't redeem it Lechatzon, so too, when it comes to Magdish, you won't be able to be Gaul Lechatzon as well. So the Gemara has concluded that when it comes to Magdish, you can't be Lova V'gol Lechatzon. When it comes to Mocher Bayis B'batei Arechoma, you also can't be Lova V'gol Lechatzon. The Gemara now asks, "Inu Shaila Boy Mine Ravuna Barchin Namir of Sheshes Hamocher Bayis B'batei Arechoma." If someone sells a home in an Irchoma, nigal akrovim o ein nigal akrovim. So we have a new shaila. In regards to stei achuzah, the Torah Kedosha says, ki yomu chachicho mochar me achuzah soy, uvo goy aloy akore velo vegolas mimkar achiv. That when a person sells his stei achuzah, then his karov can come to be goa. Now this zechus, this right that a karov has to be goel, the Torah does not tell this, or does not relate to us, what the halacha would be in regards to bayis b'arechoma, or that matter coming back to avadim, when it comes to a mocher atzmo, as an evet. So we have a shaila that Rav Huna Bar Chinina asks Rav Sheshes. Boy mine Rav Huna Bar Chinina mer Rav Sheshes, he asks the following shaila. Hamocher bayis bebatei arechoma. If someone sells a home bebatei arechoma, nigal likrovim o ein nigal likrovim. Can it be redeemed by relatives or not? Nigal likrovim. On the one end, we could say that it could be redeemed by relatives. Gulaso mistei achuzah gamar. You can learn out exer shav from the word gulaso. Mastei achuzah ein nigelas lichatzon. Just like when it comes to stei achuzah, it can't be redeemed halfway. And relatives can't redeem it. So to this one as well. It can't be halfway redeemed. And it could be redeemed by relatives. In other words, we equate it in all matters. Or we could say, maybe we could say, on the other hand, that even though we have gzeira shava in regards to bate arechoma and stei achuzah, that's by the word of geula. Now, over there, it says the word of geula in the context of umatzo kedei geula so, and we make gzeira shava, and that's the same sentence that tells us that there is no geula b'chatzon. But bikrovim lo ksiv. Krovim is a different pasuk. It doesn't say gulaso over there, and then it could very well be that in regards to stei achuzah that's nigeles likrovim, so then we would say there it's nigeles likrovim. But there's no gzer shava to tell us that when it comes to a batei arechoma, it's that it's nigal likrovim. Amalei, so he responded, eino nigal, that you're right. According to the second side's correct, that it is a nigali de krovim. Asks the Gemara, Akasha, you see, I'll ask you Akasha, Bechol geula titnu, the Torah Kedosha says that when it comes to redeeming, when it comes to the stei achuzah, Bechol eretz achuz aschem geula titnu laretz. From the word Bechol, we learn out, L'rabbis, botim ve'eved ivri, coming to include that the same halacha applies to redeeming a bayis, a home, and an eved ivri. My love, what type of bayis are we talking about? Bote arechoma. And we see the word geula is used, and therefore we should infer the exact opposite, that when the word geula is used, that is including the krovim. And therefore, we should say that krovim can redeem when it comes to bote arechoma. Says Gemara Lei. We're not referring to batei chama, batei chatzerim. We're referring to houses in a chatzer of those that are not surrounded by a wall. Says the Gemara, Batei Chatzerim Behed Yiksibu. It says expressly in the Pasuk, Astei Ha'aretz Yechashev, that you calculate Geula for Astei Ha'aretz Achuza. Says the Gemara, Ahula Koiva Choiva. That's to say that if relatives have a capability, they have a responsibility to redeem their relatives' fields. Va'aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, desani v'golos mimkar achiv, rushus ha'to'emer. That the krovim are supposed to redeem their brother's fields. Says Rabbi Eliezer, is that just that they have a right? Rushus o'eino elechova, tamad lomer v'ish ki lo yelo goel. The pasuk says that if a man doesn't have a goel, says the Gemara, v'chiyesh adam b'Yisrael she'en lo goelim, is there someone who doesn't have any type of relative for gula, even if he doesn't have a brother, he has a cousin, etc., etc.? Ela zesh yesh loy ve'ena rotze likach sherushus biyado divrei Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says we're talking about he has relatives, but his relatives don't want to redeem. Let's open up the pasuk and read that pasuk v'gol es mimkar achiv in Behar perek chafei pasuk chafei ki yomu chachicha mocham echuz eso. You have a brother who has unfortunately fallen on bad financial times, and he sells his stei achuza. So then uva goya lo yakari ve'lov v'gol es mimkar achiv. He's supposed to redeem. Then the relative is supposed to redeem for him. Pasuk Chavav describes that he doesn't have a relative. The Tanakam understands that he has a relative, but his relative did not want to redeem him. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer, v'golos mimkar achiv chova. It's coming to tell us that he has a responsibility. Says the Gemara, chova, o'enu el rishus. Is it a chova or is it a rishus? Tamalomer, b'chol geula titnu, hakosav kavo chova. If the pasuk says bechol goalo, it's coming to emphasize that there is a chiyuv on the relative to redeem. The Gemara continues, Amri le Rabbanan, first wide line, Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Ravashi. The Rabbanan said to Ravashi, Amri le Ravina Ravashi. Bishlem lemanda omer le Rabos Bote Orechoma. According to Amanda Omer, that says that when it comes to Bote Orechoma as well, there is a ribui to tell us that there is a mitzvah on krovim as well, as we had mentioned above. But according to Mandomer, it says that we're not talking about Batei Rechoma, but rather says we're talking about Batei Chatzir. And there isn't a mitzvah of Geula Lekrovin. My Bechol, then what is the word Chol coming to teach us? Concludes the Gemara Kasha. That's a good Kasha, we don't know. Esve Abaye. Abaye comes along and he asks a question on Rav Sheshes that says that there is no geulas krovim bebatei arechoma matam lomar yigalenu 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 shlosha pamim. If we read these psukim again, we will see that it says yigalenu three times. Why does it say the rabbis kol geula shenigalos keseder azeh? It's coming to tell us that all geulos are supposed to be done in this order. In other words, the order of hierarchy or precedence, that if the individual has money himself, he's supposed to redeem. And if he doesn't, then his relatives are supposed to step up for him. My la bote arechoma. So we see that they're nigelas bekrovim, the eved ivri, as well as the eved ivri. Says Gemara, lo bote chatzer mistei achuza. It's talking about bote chatzer mistei achuza. Again, the Gemara, as we alluded to in the introduction to the Gemara Shaila, puts together bote arechoma and eved Ivri. Says the Gemara, Batei Chatzer Mestei Achuza Behed Yiksiv. You're telling me, it's coming to tell us, Batei Chatzer Mestei Achuza, that there's that order. We have a Beferish Pasuk. Astei Ha'aretz Yechashev. The Pasuk says that you're supposed to calculate. And what does that mean, calculate? Kida Amar of Nachma Bar Yitzchak, Lekarav Karav Kodem. Yechashev means to calculate who is the relative that's supposed to redeem. Hachanami, Lekarav Karav Kodem. That just like that Pasuk of Yigalenu, which is mentioned by Eved Hanimkar Lagoya. I might have misspoken earlier and said that it's mentioned by Geula of fields or homes. No, there it's talking about Geula of an Eved Hanimkar Lagoya. So it's Karav Kodem as the Chiyuv. So too, when it comes to Steachuza and Bate Are Steachuza. In other words, what's referred to in our Gemara as Batei Chatzerim, so too this Karav Kodem, but we won't infer any halacha in regards to Batei Arechamu. We won't infer any halacha in regards to that. Heicha Itmar, Direv Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Where were the words of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? Toraha, the boilu eved ivri hanimkar liyisrael nigal akrom ein nigal akrom. And when we mentioned Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Shaila, that was only in the kant and psak of Karav Kodem. That was only in regards to eved ivri hanimkar liyisrael, but not in regards to batei orechoma. Continues the Gemara. Aliba de Rebbe loti boilach. According to Rebbe, there's no shaila in regards to whether an Eved Ivri is going to be Nigal al Yidei Krovav. That when it comes to an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Legoy, the Shita of Rebbe is that an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Legoy goes out after 6 years. We had this shita of Rebbe earlier on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and he says the following: the Omar, he says, 5 lines from the bottom, Mi she'eino nigal be'ele nigal b'sheish. If he's not nigal al yidei krovim, then he goes out with 6 years, and that's the shita of Rebbe in regards to Eved Ivri Hanimkar Legoy. Alma lo mifrak. So then, there's no discussion about the relatives. Kidi bayla chaliba derabbanan. Our previous discussion about whether there's precedence of the goalim and whether it's nigal bikrovim is a shaila according to the rabbanan. Mai yafinon sachir sachir. We learn out gzeira shava of sachir sachir. It says in regards to an eved ivri hanimkar li yisrael. And it says in regards in Eved Ivri Hanimkar Ligoy Kischir Shana Bishana Ye Imoy Velo Dar Shi Yigalenu, and we don't make a drush of Yigalenu, and therefore we would say that there is no halacha of being Nigal Al Yidei Kroivim when it comes to an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Li Yisrael. Previously I might have spoken of Nachmar Yitzhak Eved Ivri Hanimkar Ligoy. I meant to say Eved Ivri Hanimkar Li Yisrael, Odilma Yigalenu Lazev Lo Lacher. Or do you say that there is a drasha of Yigalenu, that we make the drasha, and therefore we say that Yigalenu Lazev, that there is a mitzvah of Krovim to be Goel, an Eved Ivri Hanimkar La'akum, but not an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Li Yisrael. So once again, the Gemara's Shaila is, according to the Rabbanan, do we say Sachir Sachir, just like the Pasuk says Beferish, that in Eved Ivri Hanimkar Legoy, there is a mitzvah to be Goel Al Yidei Krovav, so too, when it comes to an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Yisrael, that's one side of the Rabbanan, or do we say, like we had said Bidas Rebbe, that the only time there is a mitzvah is an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Legoy, but not an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Liyisrael. Tashma 3 lines on the Bam Chafal Famnaf Bechol Gula Tipnu. Lirabos Batim Ve'Eved Ivri. It's coming to include Batim of Batei Arechoma as well as Eved Ivri. My love, Batei Arechoma. The Gemara says Ve'Eved Ivri Hanimkar Liyisrael. Says the Gemara, no. Lo. Eved Ivri Hanimkar La'akum. We're only talking about Eved Ivri Hanimkar La'akum, that the Pasuk tells us that there's a mitzvah to be gal. Says the Gemara, do we need a drasha for that? Eved Ivri Hanimkar La'akum behed yiksiv be. Oy doy doy ben doy doy yigalenu. Onto Chafal Fon Beis. So if we have a drasha, must be talking about Eved Ivri Hanimkar Lisrael. Answers the Gemara, like the opinion that we had mentioned earlier. Ahula koivoy choiva. It's coming to tell us that there's a chiyuv on the krovim if they have money to redeem. Vafilu Rabbi Yeshua. Even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that we had mentioned earlier, Rashi explains 2 lines on top of Chafal from the base, who says that it's a reshus when it comes to steachuza for the krovim to redeem. There isn't a chiyuv. They can, it would be nice, but they don't have to. When it comes to Eved Ivri Hanimkar Legoy, then there's a chiyuv on the krovim. Toshma, says the Gemara, bring in our raya. We're going to bring a raya in regards to the shaila that we had read, discussed earlier, in regards to the chiyuv of a karov, or the ability even of a karov to redeem an eved ivri hanimkar li Yisrael, as well as when it comes to batei arechoma. Tashma ma tamaloymer yigalenu 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 gimel pam. The Terak Daisha says that redeeming the Eved Ivri Hanimkar La'akum says Yigalenu three times. The Rabba is called Agula Shenigalas Keseder Azeh, that there is a responsibility of the relatives based on their order of kinship to redeem the Eved. My Lav Bater Rechoma the Eved Ivri Hanimkar Yisrael must be coming to include other things, and that is Bater Rechoma, there's a mitzvah of Krovim, as well as Eved Ivri Hanimkar Yisrael, says Gemara Lei, Bater Chatzem Estei Achuza. It's coming to tell us the mitzvah of Krovim only by Batei Chatzerim and Stei Achuza. Asks the Gemara, six lines on the top, Batei Chatzerim behed yaksiv buhu. Batei Chatzerim, it says, Beferish al Stei Aretz Yechoshev. And that clearly tells us that the halacha is that you need to have a Karov redeeming. Amar Nachman Yitzchak leKarov Karov HaKodim. That pasuk is coming to tell us that there is an order of a chiyuv of geula. What does that mean?
That means that, as we've said in the past, that there's an order of kinship. But the source that there is a chiyuv of geula altogether, that we only learn from the pasuk Yigalenu. So Yigalenu is telling us stay achuza. It's not telling us batei arechoma, or for that matter, eved ivri. This concludes the detailed limudim in regards to geula of batei arechoma, stei achuza, eved ivri hanimkar la'akum, which is beferish in the pasuk, and the discussion of whether that applies to eved ivri hanimkar liyisrael. We now begin a discussion in regards to an eved nirtza. We learn that nishma va'nirtza, the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim describes that if an eved wants to stay more than 6 years, his ear is born. They bore a hole in his ear. The Gemara just gives us the source in the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The Mishnah also said, and he goes free during the Shnasa Yovel, as well as with the death of his master. Again, the pasuk. The pasuk says, he will be his eved forever. He will be the Eved for the master once he's an Eved Anirtza forever. La'olam, of course, means to Yovel. V'lo'es ha-ben, v'lo'es ha-bas. And he doesn't continue to be an Eved if the Adon passes away to the Adon's son or his daughter. La'olam, olam ha-shel Yovel. And la'olam means Yovel according to the tradition of Chazal. Tan Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught. We learn in regards to Marzeya. Pasuk says, "V'lakatas amartzeya v'nasato v'haznoi v'adelas." You take the drill. Eli el amartzeya. So the pasuk says you need to use a drill. Minayin l'rabois hasol v'asira v'amachat v'amikadeach v'amichatev. How do we know in regards to all of these other things that could cut? Shlomo Zalman just walked in. What other things could you use to cut aside from a drill, Zalmada? What things could you use to cut things aside from a drill? How would you cut things?
With a saw.
With a saw, very good. So let's take a look. We had a list of different things. Yeah, a saw. In Aramaic, chatichas eitz sherosh echad. If you have something that is a piece of wood that's really, really sharp. Or a makdeach. Makdeach today is what we say a drill, right? In Hebrew? Makdeach is a drill. So what's a martseya? So martseya is something that's steel and has a sharp edge, and it's used to cut, it's used to cut, according to the Masifta Gemara, it's used to cut shoes. Do you think they use the saw to cut shoes? It's not so clear what a martseya is, except that a martseya means something that's used to cut shoes. So the pasuk says that when making the whole, so then in such a case, you don't have to only use a marzeya, you could use even a needle or other things that cut as well. V'amachtev, machtev is, they used to have, you know, Shlomo, they used to have these pencils that weren't pencils. They were shaped like pencils, but they were made out of steel. Steel is metal. And they used to scratch into their notebooks. Instead of writing with ink, they used to scratch. So that is a machtev. So I might think that you only can use a marzeya. Tamaloymer v'lekachta. The rabbi is called dover shnikach biyad. Anything that you could take in your hand that, and could cut, you could use for nirtza. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoimer, ma marzeya miyuchad shel mateches, af kol shel mateches. Rabbi says it has to be specifically made out of metal. Dover acher hamarzeya la'avi hamarzeya hagodol. Some say that dafka, a large marzeya, the large metal item that's used to cut shoes. Amar Rabbi Lazar Yudin Biribi. Rabbi Lazar, who was referred to as Yubin, as the Ribi, as the Gadol Hador, Hayidarish, he would be Darish. Shekishein Rotsim, when they bore the hole into the Eved's ear, Ein Rotsim Ella Bimilsa. It has to be done in the area of Milsa. Milsa is the lower part, basically the lobe of the ear, and it's also known as the soft area of the ear. V'chachon Mayrim also taught another halacha, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza, if he's a Kohen, he doesn't undergo Nirtza, Pnei Shenasa Bal Mum. V'im Tamer B'milsei Heim Rotsim, so asks the Gemara, and if you're going to say, or the Chachamim arguing to Rabbi Lazar Yudin, and they say, if the halach is that you do in the soft area, hey chavriri kain yasa balmum, he won't even become a balmum if you do it in that area. A nirtza, but rather they disagree, ela begova shalozim, the top part of the ear, and that would make him a balmum. Hence, the Chachamim are of the opinion, ain't ever ivri kain nirtza. But Michael Mifli, what's the crux of Machlokes? The Rebbe Dorish Klal Uprati. He's Dorish a Klal Prat. Says, V'lakachtas Klal, Marzeya Prat, Ba'ozno Ubadeles, then Chozer V'kola. Klal Pratu Klal, that's a Klal Pratu Klal, we say in Rebbe Shmuel. Iato Don, Elokeina Prat, Ma Prat Mefur Shal Mateches, Afkol Shal Mateches. So it has to be done specifically from Mateches. That's one opinion. Rebbe Yezi Dorish Ribuya, Umiute, Vilakachta ribu. So we have marzeya miut. It's, we have a ribu followed by a miut. Miut is ba'azno ubadeles. Excuse me, marzeya is a miut. Then it says ba'azno ubadeles chazav riba. Riba miut riba. Riba hakol. It's coming to include everything. And that's what we saw, the shita that we had mentioned above of Rebbe ma marzeya miuchat shamateches af kol shamateches. My miyut, and what's it coming to exclude? Sam, that you can't use some type of cream that could bore a hole into the ear. There are some types of creams and powders that have very powerful destructive features. Amar ha-marzeya, lovi marzeya godol. We learned marzeya is dafka, a large thing. My mashma, kida amar Rava. As Rava said, the pasuk says in Bereshis, in regards to the Isser of Giranosha, Kain lo yochul v'nei sos Giranosha shal kafa yarech, hayarech hamiyumenes shabi yarech, the most choshev part, and that is the right side. Hachnami hamartzeh lemiyuchad shabi martzin, the best martzin, that is the largest ones. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Yudin b'Rebbe, hayadarish kishen reitzin, ein reitzin ela b'mil say, repeating the previous drasha that we had. V'chacham mayim ein evit evikoyin yitzim neshin asa ba'amum. Says the Gemara v'yasa balmum. So what's the problem? Let him become a balmum. So we had previously the machlokis of where it's done, because the chachamim say that an eved ivri kohen is not nirtza because it's done in the upper part of the ear, which will become a balmum. Asks the Gemara, and that's a reason not to bore in the ear of an eved ivri who's a kohen. What's the problem if he becomes a balmum? Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila amakra v'shol mishpachto. The Torah says that when the eved is done, he returns to his family. The status of his mishpacha, and his mishpacha is one that is a kohen. The Gemara continues to analyze Eved Ivri Kohen. Ibailu, Eved Ivri Kohen, Mao Shimsa Lo Rabbo Shivcha Knanis. What's the halacha in regards to his master giving him a Shivcha Knanis? Why? Chidushu, Loshna Kohenim Loshna Yisrael. Torah is saying both the Kohenim Yisrael. O Dilma, Shani Kohenim Hol V'Riba Ben Mitzvahs Bahen HaKosim Mitzvahs Yisrael. That the Torah gives the Kohen extra mitzvahs, and therefore it could be that he cannot have a Shivcha Knanis. Just like the halacha is that he's not allowed to marry a grusha, a zona, and a chalala, maybe that will also say that he's not supposed to have a shivcha knanis. Rav Amar Mutar, Rav held that it was Mutar, Shmuel Amar Aser. Rav says it's permissible, Shmuel says not. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Anan, Ki Av Yisab Bei Mar Shmuel, when I was by the great Tana Shmuel, Be'is Kamudri Utlaluti. We were playing with small things. Some describe it as something along the lines of what we call in Yiddish kugelach, but these were made out of pieces of wood. So what does it mean? What's that expression? The expression is we were playing around and we didn't notice that we could have asked him a strong kasha. What should we have asked? My time lo timer lo meha. We should have asked him this. V'chachamim oimrim, ein eved ivri kain nirtza mipnei shenase bal mum. Then Eved Ivri Kohen cannot become nirtza because of Malmum, as we mentioned above. V'im Taimer Ein Rabbi Masor Shivcha Knanis. If you're going to say that you can't give him Shivcha Knanis, there's another reason why he can't have nirtza. Typically, the Eved says he doesn't want to go free because he likes the wife that the master has given him, the Shivcha Knanis. And then he gets his ear born. But if a Kohen is also Shivcha Knanis, he would never say the preceding condition of an Eved Nirtza, and that is a Haftias Ishti. Says the Gemara, that's such a strong kasha, Sulo Midi. There's nothing more to say, and it would seem, that Shmuel is incorrect. Continues the Gemara, Yibaylu, we have the following Shal Kohen, Mayu B'Yifas Tar. Now that we got through a discussion on Moroim, even though we conclude that the halacha is that Kohen is Mutar B'Shivcha Knanis, but now, once we see that Kohen is Riba Mitzvahs, maybe Eishes Yifastar, that's described when we go to war in Parshas Kiseitse, and he sees a beautiful woman, then if he shaves his hair, then he's allowed to take her as a wife. So what's Halacha Yifastar? Chidushu, it's a chidush that you're allowed to marry such a woman. Loshna Kohen, Loshna Yisrael, that's one side, that there'll be no difference between a Kohen and Yisrael. Dilma Shani Kohen, Hova Riba Mitzvahs Yiseris, they can't have it. Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Aser. So the Machlokis is similar to the previous ones, where we have Rav saying that it's Mutar and Shmuel saying that it's Aser. Bibir Shant Kuli Amadol Pligi Deshari. Everybody would agree that Biafastar, the coin, is allowed to have Birushana. For Lo Dibratar El Connecticut Yetzara, as Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitse, the Torah speaks towards the Yetzara and allows for him to have Birushana. Keep Pliga Bibir Shnia. Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Aser. Rav says permissible, Shmuel says it's Aser. Rav Amar Mutar, Hol Ishri Ishri. Rav says it's Mutar, once it's allowed, it's allowed. Shmuel Aser, Amar Aser, the Havi Le Giores. We consider the Eishes Yifastar like Giores. That's a fascinating conceptual assumption. The Giores Le Kohen Lo Chazia. And the halach is that Kohen is not allowed to marry a Giores. Asks the Gemara, or continues the Gemara, Iko Damri, Bebiya Shnia. If it's a second vehicle, everybody agrees that the halach is that they're also the havile gioris. She's considered like a gioris. Keep pleading, but be rishona. In regards to be rishona, Rav Amar Mutar, the lo dibur Torah k'nei yitzara, Ushmol Amar Asel Kol Heicha the Karina Bei Vaves Al Toch Basecha Karina Bei Virisa B'Shivya. The only woman that you're allowed to take is someone that you could take into house. And since the kohen is not allowed to take her into her house, so then the halacha would be, they can have Bia Rishon. Kol Hechad lo Karina Bei Vavesa Toch Pasecha, lo Karina Bei Vira'isa B'Shivya, then you can't even apply Ra'isa B'Shivya. So our daf concludes with the halachos of Yifas Toar and a discussion of how it applies to a kohen. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Chaf Aleph in Maseches Kedushin.